Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another night of Full Spectrum Radio. I am your host, Matt, and with me as always, I'm going to go easy this time, is my wonderful co-host, Dennis. How are you doing tonight, Dennis?
What the hell? I just get wonderful tonight. Usually I'm like the magnanimous, spectacular, amazing, star-studded, and then I get wonderful.
I haven't talked to you in a few days.
You know, I know you secretly love me, and it's all good. But it's all good, man. I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. I had a fantastic. Can I stress that enough? Let's see if I can do it without, like, you know, puncturing my lung or anything. Fantastic weekend. So, yeah, feeling good. Like yourself.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't bother you, because I know you're spending time with Jess and all that. So, kind of left you alone. You know, didn't want to bug you almost daily like I usually do. But, okay, I have to say, finally, you cannot give me crap, because the past couple of days it's been in the 80s and sunny. I've had, or actually since Friday, the weather's actually been really nice. I've had the top off the Jeep. I've had the bike out. So.
Is that an EVP out here?
I think so.
That sounds like an EVP. I'm not sure what. Did anybody else hear it?
Speaking of EVPs, I'm actually pretty excited to hear the one that you sent me, and I'm going to check it out after the show. So, I've been on my phone and haven't been on my computer, so I haven't been able to actually play it through speakers and or through my headphones or anything like that. So, excited to check that one out for sure.
I don't know if there's anything there. I recorded it straight off my iPhone. This was stuck up in, well, I have an abandoned cemetery here in Richmond, Virginia, for those that haven't heard this in the past. There is one mausoleum on the whole ground that's probably 30 acres or more. Some, I'm going to try to coat this with a little bit of sugar, but I'll probably still get a bit foul with it. Some nasty lowlife decided to break into the mausoleum. They yanked out the caskets from their resting place. I'm hoping and I'm praying that there are no valuables were stolen from those that were laid to rest in those resting places. But the first thing that I said when I put my iPhone up in there was, I'm very sorry for your resting place to be disturbed like it was and to be disrespected like it was. I think I have, how long was that file that I sent you, Matt? 30, 40 seconds?
It was, I think, a little over a minute, actually. It wasn't, okay. I mean, it wasn't terribly short like the normal 4 or 5 second ones, but it was, it wasn't terribly long either.
Well, what I sent you was from the moment that I kept recording, I put my phone up in there and I started recording. So you did everything from the moment I hit record, I pushed the recorder into the space. It just absolutely repulsed me, and this was something that I actually did with my daughter. She lives in Connecticut. But she was down here for the weekend. So, by the way, let me start this whole thing with, I brought my daughter down here on a train system. I won't mention their name. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a pedestrian and you see a bunch of train tracks where, you know, trains move through, don't step in front of a train. It really screws up everybody else's schedules. Fortunately, I don't have to report on a fatality for the individual that stepped in front of my daughter's train. I hope he's healing well. I hope he gets over whatever injuries he has. But when a train is coming, don't race the train. And all it's going to take you is just, you know, having your shoes untied. And the next thing you know, you're butter.
Yeah.
So we went from that to we had a blast for NASCAR. Now, those that actually listen and follow, I'm in Richmond, Virginia. NASCAR was in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. There's a thing called tailgating. I hope you get to know it. If you don't already know what tailgating is, go find a sport and park your truck, drop your tailgate, and watch what happens. What a blast. I met some people that were from all over the state of Virginia. I met some people that were from actually Colorado. And here's the secret. No matter where you're from in this country, if you have a common interest, you get along like you grew up next to each other. So why can't we do that in general life? I don't know, because every now and again, somebody's got to pee in the porridge, I guess. But we had a great time. And by the way, to the young man that brought that very clear liquid, I'm not sure what it was. It was very clear. It was in a quart jar. I shook it. The bubbles went away very fastly. I don't know what it was, but thank you. By the way, the strawberry is floating in it. That was some really good stuff. But I don't know what it was.
And it took the paint off your tailgate, didn't it?
I had a little buff on the side, like, you know, where something bumped against my truck. I mean, I'm not real sure what it was, but yeah. It not only took the paint off my tailgate, but it took the paint off my day. How's that? I I had an absolute blast, man. Some of the best people in the world are what you'll find in a NASCAR race. They're just laid back. Hey, man, I got extra food on my grill. Do you want some? You hungry? I mean, you just can't ask for anything better. We're parked in an industrial park, so it's just building after building after building after building. We're out there on concrete, and these people are just having a blast and setting their grills up. They're throwing food out, and if you happen to walk by, I'm too good, you were going to be offered food. So just salt of the earth, good people.
Yeah, it's pretty much most sporting events, most races, stuff like that you go to. Everybody's always really cool and, you know, down to earth and all that stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Now, on a different note, I do want to throw this out there. CPR East, which is my team, for those that do follow or may not follow, Matt started CPR, Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers. He's based out of, imagine this, Chicagoland. Well, CPR East, which is my team, and originally Virginia, is setting up now for an investigation for a building that was built in 1785 and it is a lodge of pipes, but I can't give the name. So I'll let your little divisive minds play on that. So as soon as I get anything, as soon as we get done with the investigation, if I have anything to throw out there, I'll throw it out there. But check us out at CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, or just CPR, which is Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers, at Facebook.com. You won't be disappointed, I promise you.
Which, yeah, the last one that he said, the CPR Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers, is a like page. The other ones are actual pages, us specifically, to where you'd be, you know, send us a friend request. We talk to everybody, right? I mean, I don't know anybody I don't talk to that sends me friend requests. So, I also, you wanted to do a shout-out for both of our friends, actually. Another Chicago person who is going to be doing a little bit going on, and I'll let you give the shout-out for that.
All right. Well, my father worked in Blue Line for a few years. So I would like to give a shout out to Ron Fabiani, who is a Chicago detective last I knew. Now I might be wrong, but last I knew, Ron Fabiani is a detective in the Chicago Police Department. He will be in D.C. on 5/13 for a candlelight vigil for National Police Week, and he will be singing a song that I believe, if I'm not mistaken on my information, he wrote, called Last Call. Now, for anybody that follows the Thin Blue Line and our police services and law enforcement, Last Call, is your last call of duty, and you're in the watch. Which, if I'm not mistaken, grows every single year. in the last 5 years, we have had more law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty each and every year for the last 5 years. My understanding is we had, I think, 156 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty in 2012. 2013, sadly, is trying to set a record for that. I would like to see that reversed. So if you're in the D.C. area, go to D.C. I believe it's going to be at the National Monument. And this is on 5/13 for National Police Week. We all have that same issue. The minute that the blue lights go on behind you, our first thought is, oh, hell, what's that asshole want? When you think you're doing nothing wrong. But the minute that two assholes are in front of you and those blue lights come on behind you, you look skyward and go, oh, thank God they're back there. So make sure to, for 5/13, make sure that you thank an officer.
Yeah, it's that is definitely something. I mean, Dennis, we, you know, we had a great, great show when we did our law enforcement tribute, and I think maybe in that week, depending, I'll have to check schedule, but maybe in that week we'll do another law enforcement tribute during law enforcement appreciation. So start the whole slogan of have you hugged a cop today? I don't recommend that. A lot of times they get a little skittish, but.
Well, don't have to get over it. But if you walk up and you've got your hands behind your back, don't be surprised if the mace comes out when you go, I just want to hug you. Walk up with your hands out. And go, I just want to hug you. But make sure you got your hands up. And make sure you're hugging a wall.
Yeah. And you, yeah, if you don't have your hands out and you walk up and you just attempt that, you're going to have your hands grabbing your own ass with a nice new set of bracelets.
Well, I will have to say this. Most of them are very high quality, beautiful silver bracelets. So take it for but I mean, they're not very comfortable. I mean, you can hold your butt a lot with those things, but you really look weird just holding your own butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, Matt, how has your week been? I started ranting and babbling about mine. How has your week been?
Yeah, no, my week has been extremely, extremely busy so far, and it's only half over. I worked today because we've been so busy, and it is my day off. So that's kind of a I don't know which way was up or down today. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But besides that, oh, speaking of shout-outs really quick, I do want to give a shout-out to the one and only Captain, Helmy's dog, who was on Haunted Encounters. I don't know if anybody saw, but I did post the picture of Captain, who was pulling his ass off at one of the dog pull competitions. He pulled over 2,000 pounds. And Helmy was saying that when he showed up with Captain, everybody was laughing because it's mostly like a working dog and a bully breed. But Captain shut down most of the dogs that were in his weight class. So had to give hats off to Captain on that one.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that one was phenomenal. I mean, I knew that, you know, Helmy had some smarts, and I mean, he trained Captain to sniff out EMF, trained him to, well, much like you can sniff, teach a dog to sniff out drugs or explosives or anything, he trained him to key when EMF fields were around, or elevated EMF fields. I thought that was phenomenal. But to look at that video of a Labrador yanking nearly 2,000 pounds of bricks, and, you know, here's all these bulldogs, and the, well, I have 3 pit bulls myself, 4 pit bull mixes. But that was impressive as hell. I definitely have to give kudos on that one as well. That was impressive. But find the Helmy on Twitter and find Captain, oh Lord, what is his on, what's Captain K9 on Twitter? Matt, do you know?
I think it's at the Paranormal K9 or Captain the Paranormal K9, I think is his handle. I'll have to look it up and I'll get back. I gotta get onto Skype or onto Twitter really quick to find it, but yeah.
But
Captain always has some good things.
It was impressive. I mean, it was definitely impressive. I mean, to watch a Labrador do what a, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Helmy said, please don't tell the captain that this is a sport for the working dog breed, because the captain didn't believe he's a working dog. He just believes he's a dog having fun. So make sure not to tell the captain that he was actually working. But, yeah, it was phenomenal, man. To watch a golden lab yank this nearly 2,000-pound trailer that, you know, 70% of the pit bulls or 80% of the pit bulls and the working dog breed couldn't pull. Oh, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, and you, and with that, you think of the breeds that are designed, or that are not designed, but they're bred for that, like the like Malamutes and Huskies that are dog sled dogs, and I mean it's amazing, you know. I mean, and well, you can't really take away from the Lab or the Golden either, because they are, I mean they're water dogs, but I mean they're built. I've had a couple of them, you know, growing up and everything, and they get up, you know, 50, 60, 70 pounds, and they have a lot of muscle. I mean, they have a lot of muscle. So it doesn't, the weight amount surprises me like you couldn't imagine, and it would actually surprise me for most breeds that are out there, even in the working class and in the bully breeds. I was just staggered. I mean, over 2,000 pounds. Granted, they have 4 legs, but if you go out there outside and just in comparison to body size to weight, hook up a rope to your car and start pulling and see how easy it is solely to pull your car with a rope.
Well, now, Matt, just because of the legal ramifications, I will throw in the fine print. Ready?
Sure.
If you attempt to do this at home, please make sure that you have 911 on speed dial. Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to do this at home. Small children, please do not attempt to do this at home, as it is not advised. You will not win. Yeah, I think that covers it. if you're dumb enough to do this shit afterwards, after all of the small print that I just read out, yeah, good luck. I hope therapy and traction goes well. How's that?
Yeah, well, how about this? Half your disclaimer was lost in translation because you're cutting out like crazy. So basically what Dennis is trying to say, have 911 on tap and ready to go. Also, contact a chiropractor. Maybe even let your local physician know that you're going to do it, just in case. So, you okay over there, buddy?
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
No, not at all.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very broken up right now. And not broken up emotionally, actually vocally broken up.
See, and this is what frustrates the hell out of me. I don't understand. We've had weeks, well, we did, what, several weeks where I did not break up. Everything sounded fine. Then all of a sudden it started getting choppy. And I would call in from the other phone. And it sounded fine. Then the other phone was very choppy.
Let's do a debunk right here, because I'm pretty sure that Kevin's still listening. But let's do a little debunk here. Try Skyping in. Let's see if that'll work a little bit better.
Me?
Yeah. Try Skyping in, and we'll see if that fixes the problem. All right. Blog Talk, as everybody knows, has been pissing us off royally, and this is just another thing I've been talking to actually Kevin about on Facebook chat.
No. Blog Talk has pissed us off? Let's see, I went into a full 5-minute rant and rave that the FCC, I'm amazed, did not shut us down for.
You know what the beautiful thing is? FCC has no control over internet radio.
Yeah, well, give them time, assholes. If you have any control over this, stop screwing with my signal and make my damn thing work so I can broadcast a radio program. Assholes.
Well, Kevin actually did hear back from the CEO of Blog Talk, and I guess that there have been some wonderful, wonderful human beings that have gotten into and basically hacked in to their mainframe. And I don't know if it was viruses or what, but they screwed up most of it to where a lot of their systems get overloaded. And not only that, it's set for primetime hours, where we sit, ready to go. So this has just been a frustrating. What's it been that this has been all messed up? Almost a month and a half now since we had
we've had easily 8 programs that have been screwed with. Easily 8. I can remember the one that we got locked out of that was 9 weeks ago. And that's where they hacked our board and locked us out completely. So, yeah. Ass munch. Sorry. Did that part actually broadcast?
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. You know, this is something that you might be doing right now. Depending on if these people are listening, you might be taunting. So you might be causing more problems here. Throwing out the AM word, ass munch.
I don't get it. Why would you screw with us? I mean, we're just here to have fun. We broadcast a decent program that, you know, we're not looking for money. We don't support anybody. We just have fun, and we talk to guests, and we get our guests out there. Why would you really want to screw with us? It just frustrates the snot out of me that you would actually hack our board and shut down our program for nothing. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense to me why you can't get a clear connection when you call in. That frustrates the hell out of me because I really have to try and listen to hear what you're saying.
Right. Well, the only way I can do Skype is if I hang up, break connection off of this, and I'll try it from my phone. Now, I might be able to do it from my laptop, but I'm not sure. So,
as long as your laptop has speakers, you should be able to do it.
This is going to get ugly.
Or not speakers, microphone. Yeah, as long as your laptop has microphones, you can Skype in from your laptop.
Well, I'll take the headset out of my phone and I'll put it into my laptop, and God forgive us, but if it gives us video, brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to get ugly.
Yeah, we are not on Ustream, so I think we're good.
All right, I'm going to try it. I'm going to disconnect now, and let me see if I can figure out how the hell to... Well, first I'm going to set up on the laptop. Yeah, I'm not going to like this much, I'm sure. I can feel it now.
Hey, like I said, we're doing a debunk. This is for science here, okay? Just remember, this is for science. And to find out if we can actually do a damn program without any sort of issues.
No, we can't. We can't. As much as that sounds great, one of us has to remember our Skype login that isn't going to go real well.
You don't remember your Skype login?
No. Hey, is it case sensitive? Because if it's case sensitive, yeah, I'm pretty much screwed. You're not on my phone, so... Oh, look. That's a buttload of... Get the hell out of here. Really? Yeah, see? Right. I will try it from my phone. I will hang up now and try it from my phone. Can't remember this. What?
I said that works. Or what I can do is I can send you my login right now. You can log in under me and call in.
Well, I didn't try that. Well, I don't care. But I don't log in on Skype. For those that don't know me, I am not really a high-tech redneck. I'm just a dumbass.
Wow.
I'm a redneck, but not really a high-tech one. So, yeah, I screwed most of this up. So, 9 out of 10, if there's a problem in the network or if there's a problem in anything, it's my fault. I accept that. I embrace that. And then I shake my head and go, oh, crap. I did it again, didn't I? Really? Your password?
shut up.
Your password is horsexxx.porn? Never mind.
No, what had happened, which is why there's three X's.
At that point.
Let me explain why there's three X's on that. What had happened was...
No, I want to understand why there's horse in front of it.
The horse?
That's what I said,
oh,
a horse.
That's what I thought you said. I don't know. I can't really understand what you're saying, so... Yes, what had happened was, okay, my password that I have has triple X in it, and it doesn't have to do with that terrible movie, and it doesn't have to do with porn. What it has to do with is I had the same password, and somebody got into one of my accounts and it asked me to change my password. Well, I was driving at the time when I was on the phone with the person, and when I went to change it, I had typed one more X than what it was supposed to be. So, when that happened, and I got used to using it, that's why most of my passwords to get into things are that. And every time, you know, everybody says the same thing, and no, it's not horse before the triple X, but... Jackass.
You know I can't. No,
Now everybody thinks I'm into bestiality, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. Ooh, one more time. I mean.
That was just wrong, Matt. You should never.
I mean, stop. I don't know why you're doing this.
Oh, damn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the after hours part of the program. This could also be known as the who gives a rat's ass part of the program. Neither one of us are right in our heads. We're just waiting on very good, very good therapists. So if you happen to know one, by all means, have them call in and we'll be happy to talk to them. But I'm not thinking it's going to go well.
Most of the time, therapists need therapists after they speak with either of us. And also, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to just a normal conversation between Dennis and I.
This is not normal. I want you to know. We have never discussed anything that had triple X in it.
No.
Now we are.
No, that we
are. By the way, that's only his password. Don't mind it.
I'll explain to you, not on air, obviously, what the meaning behind it is. But if I happen to explain what the meaning is, and somebody or anybody does listen to the show that I know really well, they will basically have my password, so.
Oh, no, don't even go into there. By the way, I actually was able to log into your Skype.
And?
Another question is, how the hell do I go from here to calling into, and what the hell does that mean? You've spent $367 Skype dollars with.
Oh,
well,
no,
I
don't
want to talk about that website.
Don't even.
Oh,
Do you understand the picture that you're painting of me right now? Forever.
I'm not as funny as shit. You got to admit, it's funny as shit. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't understand, please do me a favor. And this is a pure, wholesome conversation. But I would love to hear you call in to 323-580-5703 or Skype into Full Spectrum Radio and tell me about the picture that I'm painting about Matt right now, which I promise you is not accurate. Matt's a very nice guy. But I
like how you laugh after that. He's a really nice guy.
But I can't resist to screw with him. I've known this man for 1 year and 2 weeks. I love him like a brother, and I truly mean that, like a brother. I will go to bat for this bastard in a heartbeat. But you got to admit, it's been so funny. It's been humorous. It's been funny shit, man. That's the best thing to put it.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, dial in at 323. Matt, you got the board?
Yes, I got the board.
Okay. 323-580-5703. And feel free to tell me that either I'm going over the top and I'm picking on Matt too much, or feel free to call in and tell me that Matt's a great guy and you got his back 110%, because that's the only way it's going to go. Either you're against me or you're going to love this guy to get to death.
Well, thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, wow. By the way, hey, you do have the new email address or the new PayPal address to send me payments, right?
Yeah. The check is in the mail.
Awesome, brother. Awesome. That's all I asked. I mean, So, have you had a good weekend, Matt?
I did have a good weekend, actually. I Saturday worked, which is pretty standard. It's not that wasn't a. And plus, that wasn't a good part of my weekend. But after work on Saturday, my friend Mark, who is CPR Mark, his band, the Davenport Project, is a cover band, a real, real great stage show. I'm not just saying this because I'm friends with them. They are extremely entertaining to watch. And play some really good tunes that you don't hear just the normal cover band stuff. They do. They have kind of their own little flavor of songs that they do, but still mainstream. And what was really, really fun about it is I got off work at 6. I got home at 7. They started at 8:30. And hopped on the bike and rode out to DeKalb, Sycamore, where Tracy lives. She was busy with work, so she couldn't meet me out, but it's about, I'd say, 55 miles somewhere in there each way. So got my first 130-mile ride in. It was, even at midnight when I was on the way home, at midnight it was still 68 degrees, and it was absolutely gorgeous out. Then when I get back to Naperville, where I live, I was probably, I'd say, maybe about 10 minutes from home. Yeah, I got rained on. I looked at the radar when I got home. I checked the radar on my phone. The blip was over the road that I was on, and that was it. So, talk about, Dennis, yeah, you've known me for over a year. Does that not sound specifically perfect scenario of the way my luck usually goes?
Well, you also have to understand, into every day, a little pee must fall, and that just happened to be your day, brother. Don't take it for, you know, the gods are, you know, peeing on your parade. God, if you take that, just every day the gods are going to pee on your parade a little bit anyway. But look at the fact that you had riding weather for the majority of the day, and you have a bike, by the way. Prick.
This is true.
Prick.
Prick.
I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Oh, that, I think that was another EVP. I don't know. Seem to get those during the show pretty often.
Might have been. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a bike, dude. It was 74 degrees here today. Oh, my God, I would have, like, pedaled down the road in, like, you know, Bimini shorts. And just to be on a bike today and take a ride to nowhere, which, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't ride a bike, then you won't understand a ride to nowhere. Nowhere is that destination that is somewhere between where you start and where you finish. And you just stop for a moment and you look around and you thank God that you're able to be there, because it is just there. And man, I definitely miss riding. I miss riding like I miss putting fights in middle school. I just miss riding. And if you've never ridden, and I know, oh my God, but you're only on two wheels and you might get killed. Well, you know what? You can get killed on 2 feet walking across the street if you're not smart enough to look and see the train coming. But pay attention, look around, ride on your two wheels, and you can actually slow down. You can see things that Mother Earth, Mother Nature put out there that you can't see on four wheels because you have to pay so much more attention. So, yeah. By the way, Matt, kiss my ass, man. I miss riding.
Well, now that you just took your trip down memory lane and all, yeah, I mean, you just talked yourself into missing riding more than you probably did before you started that.
Kiss my ass.
But
was that an EVP? I heard it come in really scratchy, and that sounded really scratchy and everything. Was that an EVP?
I think it's definitely a possibility that it was another one. But no, what Dennis is describing, if you do, well, real quick, I do want to say this for everybody out there who is a driver. I don't care if you've ever ridden. I don't care if you never plan to ride. The one thing that I really, really want to ask of everybody is please, please watch out for motorcycles this time of year. They're starting to come out. A lot of people are in the mindset that there is no that bikes aren't out yet, and they're stuck in that mindset of not used to looking and double checking in your rear view mirrors, side view mirrors, looking in your blind spots. And just in and I gotta, you know, take my hat off and say a little prayer for these guys. Four people that I know. I work at a motorcycle shop, Suzuki Victory Carol Stream. And I sell bikes, I do parts, I do service. We get a lot of people, we have a lot of regulars. Well, in the past, say 4 weeks, four of our people, our regular customers, died because of cars not paying attention for motorcycles. The other thing, too, turn, and I'm going to be very, very blunt about this, turn your fucking headlights on. For the 2 seconds that it takes to twist that knob, just because your dashboard is illuminated does not mean that your headlights are on. Take the 2 seconds, flip that switch, and you could save a life. That's how one person ended up getting killed, was he was making a left-hand turn, had the complete right-of-way, car was coming through, no headlights, completely dark at night. And I'm not going to name the make of the car, but it's extremely, extremely popular, and it's one that has the dashboard illuminated.
I will say it. It's a Toyota.
Yes. So.
I do know for a fact that even if your daytime running lights aren't on, even if your headlights aren't on, that means you emit no light to the outside of the body of the car. Your dash is still illuminated. I own one of these cars. Here's a simple thought. The next time that you pull in to get a cup of coffee, the next time that you pull in to get gas, most locations have a full wall of glass. Look at the reflection. What light is coming back at you in that full wall of glass? What light is reflected back at you? That may save somebody's life. That may be your coworker. It may be your cousin. It may be your brother. It may be somebody that you don't know, but it is somebody else's coworker, brother, or cousin, or even father that you just took out because you didn't realize your lights weren't on. So, yeah, most definitely, Matt, awesome point. Awesome point. Just because your dash is illuminated doesn't mean the outside of your car is. Folks, pay attention.
Yeah. The other thing, too, that most people don't think about, if you are driving, if the sun is at your back, you're heading west, or you're heading east, more when it's dusk, turn your lights on so people can see you. If, in fact, you know, because with the glare that's coming off or just the glare of the sun in your eyes when you're driving makes your car turn into a void, especially if you're driving a gray or gold or a very, very neutral color car, it turns into a black hole that is a death machine. The one thing I do have to say is, as far as the headlights on and your comment about, you know, brother, sister, coworker, all that kind of stuff, the one gentleman who was killed because the car didn't have his headlights on was a pastor at a church. He had an extensive family. He was very, very active in the community. He had two kids. He was a grandfather. And just because somebody didn't take the 2 seconds to check their damn switch, he was killed.
Well, most of them now, most of them assume that they have auto headlights. But if you reach up and hit a turn signal, you can roll that backwards when you flip that same switch. So just make sure your lights are on. and make sure that you use a turn signal. It doesn't take a whole lot out of your life to use the turn signal, but it might take a whole life out of somebody else if you don't use that turn signal. So, I love riding. I've ridden since I was, let's see, I'm old now, but I was single digits when I started riding. So make sure that you don't kill me or a friend of mine or even a family member of yours. Make sure your headlights are on. Make sure you use a turn signal. And let's move on to the next topic.
Well,
what do you think, Matt?
Next topic. Dennis, you're in a taller vehicle. You got your Dodge Ram. I'm in a lift Jeep.
No, I'm not in a taller vehicle. I'm in a big-ass truck. So it's not a taller vehicle. It's a big-ass truck.
Yeah.
So let's call it what it is. Let's call a turtle what a turtle is.
Okay, you're in a big ass truck, and I'm in a lift.
Yes,
Jeep.
I am.
I'm in a lift of Jeep. This is my last point on this whole comment. Is it not nationwide? And I'm sure that when you're pulling up next to people, you can look over and look at them, see them, you know, whatever. Is it not nationwide a law to not fucking text and drive?
Well,
how many people do you see texting and driving?
Unfortunately, it is not nationwide yet. They are working on it. But I will tell you this. From the elevation of my truck, I can look down into customized vans. I can look into most standard vehicles. I can look into, Matt, you roll a Jeep with, what, 33s, 35s?
The 2-inch lift on 33s.
Okay. I can look down into that. Put it this way, I sit about 6 inches below a tractor-trailer operator. And yes, I see into almost every vehicle on the road. And yes, the alarming number of people that have their phone in their hand when I either pass them, they pass me, whatever. It is alarming. I will bet you it's 85%. Easily. Put it down.
Yeah. I'll go here around Chicago, I'll even call it 97%. And that's not even an exaggeration. That's the honest to God truth.
Yeah. Put it down. Get to your location. You're no more than 10 minutes away in most cases. Put your damn phone down. They can wait 10 minutes. Don't take a father away. Don't take a family away. Yeah, put your damn phone down. Pay attention. And watch for what they're going to do. Stupid. Because trust me, most accidents, oh my God, I never even saw him coming. Well, you know, but five members of a family just died because you didn't see them coming and you didn't do anything wrong. He was the jackass. So as long as you're not the jackass, make sure that everybody gets home at the end of the day. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Not at
I carry
all.
I carry two cell phones on me at all times. I have my work and I have my personal. Once in a blue moon, I will answer one or the other while I'm driving. But there's not a vehicle around me within an eighth of a mile. So if I'm going to do something stupid and answer my phone and I'm going to take anybody out, I'm going to take me out. And what am I going to do? I'm going to screw my family out of me, but at least I'm not going to screw somebody else's family out of their father or their mother, or, God forbid, their whole family. So take the time, put the phone down. It's not that important. Wait till the next time you stop for gas. Wait till the next time you stop for a red light. Something. If you're going to be an asshole and you're going to take lives, at least don't let our electronic generation be the cause of it. Trust me, they will wait. When I grew up, we had a home phone. That was it. And they waited till the next day to get a phone call back, and it really didn't cost any lives. We still had 911 back then, so we really didn't, well, as best I recall, we really didn't get many 911 calls at my house back then. So nobody died because we didn't answer them immediately.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hey, just sorry to break in really quick, but just got a message that popped up on the board while I'm looking at it. Host experiencing audio quality issues with their host dial-in number should use this number instead. Our techs are working to resolve the issue. Thank you for your patience. Well, the number that Blog Talk sent. The number for the host call-in and the guest call-in for the numbers in this message are the numbers that we use.
Oh, my goodness. So if I'm having a co-host call-in issue, I should call in on the number that I called in on?
Exactly.
And that'll fix it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness.
I'm glad we cleared up the confusion. Wow.
Dear Blog Talk, get your shit fixed. Buy another line, something, but we here at Full Spectrum Radio do not appreciate, nor will we tolerate, vulgar language. But if Blog Talk Radio can't get their shit together, we will get pissed. And we will take our program somewhere else. How's that?
I fully agree with that.
Oh, that's so frustrating. All right. Now, notice that we're waiting. We had a phenomenal guest lined up, but we're not really sure if Blog Talk is screwing everything up and he just can't call in, or if perhaps he's tied up and he can't call in. You have to understand, he's on the West Coast. Well, from Blog Talk Radio, that puts him anywhere from 2 to 3 hours behind us. So if you have any questions, if you have any problems, if you have a thought about the way the radio program has gone so far, am I breaking up now, Matt?
No, you're actually little blurbs here and there, but nowhere near as bad as it was before.
Woo, woo. All right, let me try this. 3, 2, 3, 5, 8, 0, 5, 7, 0, 3. I will repeat. 3, 2, 3, 5, 8, 0, 5, 7, 0, 3. If you have any thoughts, please feel free to call in and talk to your host. Your host, Matt Mazurek, otherwise known as CPR Matt, will be glad to field you and decide whether or not you will get on air with us. And 9 out of 10, you will, because he wants me to shut the hell up.
Hey, you sound like a dick. Oh, yes, I will put your head on the chopping block. If I feel that you are not worthy, get the hell out. No, you shall not speak on our radio program. What is wrong with you? No. What the hell is that, man?
I'm sorry. Did you misunderstand that? Our host, CPR Matt, will silence me so you may speak with us. Come on, man. You know I got to have fun with it. If I can't have fun with it, why am I here? Right?
I don't know. Why are you here? I'm just kidding.
You know, I've asked myself that 1,000 times. And I did come up with an answer.
And?
Oh, you want to know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, well, I'll gladly give you the answer. The reason that I am here week after week after week, and I am the amazing, the stellar, the astounding. Give me a few more adjectives here, Matt. Help me out.
The articulate, the knowledgeable, the
dumbfounding,
the unsurpassed.
Okay, yeah. I'm liking this. Go ahead. Oh, now you're going to give up.
Oh, no, I can keep going, but I wonder where you're going.
Oh, well, the reason that I am here, the amazing, the dumbfounding, the articulate, the blah, 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 is because I haven't found my crack pipe yet. The moment I find my crack pipe, you know you're flying this thing solo, right?
Yeah, probably.
Just so yeah. You all know, there is no crack pipe. Stop searching.
Yeah, it's every week that we don't do a show, and you know it's an archive or it's something, or we just don't have a show. It's because of my meth problem. I am completely, totally kidding. I do not do meth. I don't.
You son of a bitch. You haven't been sharing with me.
Alcohol and nicotine, those are my two drugs. And yes, they are drugs, but they're legal. I never got into that other crap. Not even weed. I don't even smoke weed. I'm too retarded or stupid on weed.
Well, speaking of weed, I will give a story. And for law enforcement that may be listening from the town that I grew up in, neener, 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 it's way past. You can't do shit now.
It was in Colorado last week.
No, this, well, I'm 40 plus, okay? I'll give that as my age. I'm 40 plus. This was when I was 15. And not long after that, I stopped smoking weed just like done. I was making snow angels in an alley in the rain. Somebody put something that wasn't weed in my joint. And, yeah, so needless to say, it's been well over 30 years since I've smoked weed. But, and how the hell did we get to this conversation, Matt? Thanks, by the way. I'm sure I owe this one to you.
You had to go there and bring up that I would be flying the show solo once you find your crack pipe. So blame yourself.
Yeah.
Blame yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, on a different note, I don't know if we're gonna hear from Scott this evening. It may be a time issue. I don't know. I mean the messages that I sent him, but yeah, you're correct. He's in Pasadena, California. I'm in Chicago. You're in Richmond. We pretty much have everything but the mountain region time zone covered in this show. So,
well,
maybe an issue. Well, but for those that
don't know, we had the anticipation that Scott Greenwald was going to join us. Scott Greenwald is on the Sci-Fi Network. And
panel.
What?
Scott Greenwald is on Paranormal Paparazzi on the Sci-Fi Channel. He was on Into the Darkness Radio with Brittany and I, and him and I continued to talk after that, and just phenomenal person, absolutely hysterical. And yeah, I'm not sure if it's just a time difference issue or what it is, but definitely gonna have him on. I apologize for all that have tuned in, and we got 47 minutes left and he hasn't called, but what the hell. I do have a couple things that did come to mind that I did want to talk about, and instead of Dennis and I bitching about Blog Talk and talking about driver safety, which I hope we're not putting everybody to sleep. We just had to get that shit out. So
now, for those that don't know, you have just been invited into a personal conversation between Matt and I. This is kind of how ranty-ravy our personal conversations go when we do call each other.
Yeah. You're pretty much listening into a average conversation with Dennis and I. And I can't even say the amount of length of time, because Dennis, how many times have we done the 2-hour show? We've talked an hour in the archive, and then I call you and we have another 2-hour conversation after that. So we can have a 5-hour conversation.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the two of us, hell, if we had half an ounce of brain between the two of us, we'd be okay. But, that half an ounce of brain, we'd probably eat the damn thing.
Ooh, Dennis, hold that thought, or actually, not hold that thought. Continue on a different thought. I do have somebody calling in. Let me check out and see who it is. Hold on one second. Just
all right.
Ramble amongst yourself.
Well, good luck with that, Matt. And I certainly hope that you bumble your way through the control board. But ladies and gentlemen, one thing that I want you to think about. we don't really have a topic when we start Full Spectrum Radio. That's why we named it Full Spectrum Radio. It covers every topic. Law enforcement, military, ghost hunting. Any damn thing that we think about, you're welcome to join us in the conversation. And that if we could get bodybuilders, if we could get chiropractors, if we could get podiatrists, if we could get cranial specialists, we would have a conversation with them. That's the whole purpose of Full Spectrum Radio. It covers the full spectrum of everything that we do. So dial in 323-580-5703.
Dennis, I'm going to cut your ass off because he's with us. Scott's with us. It was a time issue.
Well, it sucks that his clock didn't work that way, huh?
I'm going to get there early. I'm going to get there 2 minutes early. Yeah, some travel person I am. I don't even know the time differences. Oh, my God. And I apologize. I didn't know. I'm like, I'm early. And he goes, no, you're like an hour late. I'm like, oh, shit.
It happens, man. I'd still rather be where you are in your time zone and just the shit you get to see than the stuff that I deal with here every day. I love California, man.
Yeah, everybody in California is either high or they don't know Central Time. It's one or both.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to welcome Scott. He is joining us from the year 1983. And he is live.
Hello. First time caller, long time listener.
It's kind of, I don't know if you know or not, but all three of us pretty much have the same damn personality. So I know you haven't met Dennis. This is Dennis, Scott Dennis. So.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Dennis. Do you have a sponsor?
Peace, my friend. How are you today?
I'm looking for my cigarettes, honey. I'm on a $1 million radio show. Leave me alone. Stop bothering me, Mom. I'm on the $1 million radio show where I'm a brain surgeon, okay? Please don't tell anybody.
It's only a $500,000 radio show. Get your shit right. What is wrong with you?
I only work on half a brain anyway. Man, I have a whole pack of cigarettes. Huh?
You got a whole pack?
Hey, how about giving me a cigarette and I promise I'll get you something for Mother's Day?
I'll get you a cigarette, but you had a whole pack.
All right, never mind.
Here,
my wife would rather me. Here's what it is. She gets a pack of cigarettes, and she's like, fucking Batwoman. I mean, she hides them. And it's like, oh, honey, they're in the hiding spot. The hiding spot changes every day. And I'm like, oh, here's one. You're giving me a Pall Mall that's
hey,
fine.
I'm trying to find your cigarette.
Don't yell at me. I'm a movie star.
Where are your cigarettes?
No, no. But no, I smoke those Lucky Strikes. They can't be that old.
I have a light.
Yeah, no, I'll smoke one of these Virginia Slims. How old can they be? 20?
It was in your glass.
Hey. Did my $10 not shut her up?
Yeah.
$10.
Oh, yeah. Animals are running around in the neighborhood too, honey. Okay, not. I'm going to go hide over here. Okay. All right. Okay, I think I'm safe now. Okay, nothing for Mother's Day for her.
Well, I mean, she's got to be a mother first.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Wait, never mind. I heard her in the background. Yeah, she's a mother, but...
Oh, she's a
Never
mother.
Mind.
19 children.
Oh, goddamn. I'm going to hell in a handbasket.
If you go get a handbasket, I mean, where do you buy a handbasket?
God, I have to ask. Should I hold the door for you, or will you hold the door for me?
I don't know. I might be holding the door for you.
What I'll do is I get a doorstop. Or I might jam my handbasket in it.
You know,
I don't know. Either way, let's make a pact right now, Dennis. Whoever and Matt, whoever goes first, leaves the door open, but no peeking inside to see how shitty it is. You know, you got to just walk right in.
I'm not with
that. Oh, that's just.
There's no trying it out.
I wouldn't expect any less. I mean, look what the hell I walk into most days anyway. Shit, I'm going home. Yeah. Either way.
Well, I live in somewhat of it.
I don't peek in the door. I just walk in and go, oh, fuck. Why couldn't I have had a fatal collision on the way home?
Because you weren't on your cell phone or driving with your lights off or texting while driving. Scott, this is the shit that we were talking about. I snapped a little bit about people driving with no headlights, people texting while driving. I snapped on that shit. But the one thing, real quick, and I couldn't stop laughing, and I know Dennis has to hear this. If you could tell the story really, really quick about your nude investigation that I have to do with you.
I've done it before, and Dennis, you would appreciate this. And you could practice, Dennis, you know, before you go, so you don't have to go, you know, empty-handed, so to speak. Honey, can I have a pack of cigarettes? I'm telling the funniest story in the world.
Okay, here's one.
I'll talk like Sam Elliott.
There's
oh, my God. Honey, million-dollar radio show. I will give you sex tonight. Thank you. Be gone. I release you. Shut the garage door on me. That's great. So, anyways, you know, the fact that new investigation is a lot more interesting than just regular investigating for two reasons. One, for the spirit and the side. They could, like, you know, you got two rooms. You got a room over here with people doing EVP sessions, which is cool. I dig it and I like it. There's a science to it. And then you got people over here you got people over here just walking around naked doing EVP session. If I was a ghost, I'd probably go over where the naked people are. So it's a form of enticement. And I'm thinking, I'm talking to Matt, and Matt's ready to go on this. I think, Matt, you've been practicing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's a lot of,
he runs around naked most of the time. He doesn't give a shit.
See, he's ready to go. He's ready to go. So just put him in the black van. Let's go. And he doesn't have any windows, so don't look out. Then we'll go to a haunted location, walk around, do our thing. Might bring a couple girls or whatever, you know, just for the ghosts, of course. And science, honey. And then see what we get, because I know. If I was a ghost, and can we say ghost? Is that politically correct? Transparent American. If I was a transparent American, I'd hate to throw the G word around, and I was dead, I would like to see people walking around naked. I would probably show them a sign of my penis. Does it? I'm trying to light a cigarette off a cigarette. So Matt was able to come, you know, to the forefront here and start his own group where he's at. And then maybe, Matt, you can show me your footage and I'll show you mine.
Matt can only show you his inchage.
Is it? That's fine, Matt. Wait, yeah,
not, go over. Not footage. I won't be able to show you footage.
I thought only people from California didn't have footage. I thought everybody in California had little tiny weenies like me, but I guess that's wrong. Ron Jeremy's from California.
Are they Oriental?
Yeah, we are. I am. I'm 80%.
I gotta mute myself. Fuck this, I gotta mute myself.
Here's I've been in a lot of porn, in anime porn. You may see me. Blurred out penis. Why do they do that? Okay, check it out. So I asked a friend of mine. He's into porn real heavily. Got a porn site, making pretty good money at it. And then but he shows like anime porn, but all the private parts are all blurred out. And I'm like, dude, I mean, is it like illegal in Japan to show that or whatever? He goes, actually, Scott, that's the turn on. I go, well, I don't get it because, I mean, I fast forward to the good parts, right? No, he goes, no, that's actually, there's a market out there where people like to see the blurred out. I'm like, that's bullshit. So anyways, I'm making my own anime.
Non-blurred.
Non-blurred anime.
Oh, fuck up.
I'm
going to mute again. I'm sorry.
Non-blurred. No, when I was nude on TV, I did a nude investigation on TV. I said to ask the editing guys, you know, they saw everything. I said, hey, can, you know, when you do the blur for me, can you, like, give me a real long blur? And he goes, oh, yeah, we'll give you a long blur. Ping pong. Ball size blur. Thank you. You can get like a big Ghost Hunters logo or Ghostbusters, and they go, you know, yeah, the copyright issues. Dude, how hard was it to make a longer blur? Like maybe I had something to hide, or you had something to hide. But no, they gave me the standard, about the size of an eyeball. I'm like, great. Thanks, guys. But I should have shaved my back in the first place because. Yeah, you don't think about those things. When you they say, hey, you know, you got a heart out, you need to get to this place, you do this, and they take off your clothes, get on camera, do an investigation. You don't think, you know, you look in the mirror, you're going, I'm looking pretty good. Well, you forget that, you know, there's a backside of you. Yeah, so, anyways, I should have, like, shaved it, you know, CPR. Or, I don't know, I should have put something on there. That would have screwed me.
And for those that are listening, oh, please, never mind. I'm just going to mute myself again. I don't belong in this conversation. It was nice talking to you. Now.
We used to like our show. I actually did a show one time, and I said, did you guys put a disclaimer before that I do adult stuff? And oh, yeah, no problem. Say whatever you want. I go, well, I noticed that you have, like, iHeartRadio or something hooked to it. I mean, are you sure? Yeah, no problem, man. And I'm talking to, like, a guy that answers the phone. You know, he's not the guy, the DJ, or whoever else that runs the show. Oh, no, we do all this stuff here. Well, I'm going off, and they cut me out. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, so I call back because I thought, you know, I got disconnected because I have a shitty cell phone. And they go, oh, no, dude, they pulled our show. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean?
Well,
yeah, we're broadcast on FM radio. I'm like, well, fuck you and FM radio. So there you go.
Well,
oh, you got to put a disclaimer out.
Here is our disclaimer. Okay? I have to do the disclaimer while you're active with us. For those that are offended, tune the fuck out now. Because you probably will get offended. And for those that aren't offended, stay with us because this shit's only going to get worse. And meanwhile, you're going to hear me laughing my ass off and you're going to hear me mute now and again. And, yeah, well, enjoy.
You just sound a lot like Abraham. Yeah. It sounds a lot like Abraham Lincoln or George Washington. You should have been president or something. I'd vote for you.
I should? Oh, well.
You came across very, Matt, are you with me here? You came across very professional and the way he enunciated and all that. I think that, yeah, definitely the White House, shoot for the big time, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the funny thing is I've had 16 fucking beers, so, you know, I'm oh, wait. Did I drop the F-bomb?
No.
No, I didn't. I'm sure I didn't. You didn't hear it, did you?
No, oh, we don't alcohol use and.
Oh, well.
I'm going to say the name of the beer and I'll do it.
It must have been the.
Well, What kind of beer do you drink, Dennis? Cold.
Ah, shit. Did we... Dennis, you there or we lose you? We lost Dennis.
He fell off his chair. So...
No. The Blog Talk just fucking sucks, man. And, like, we've been having issues. Some jackass hacked into the main... Oh, wait. Dennis, you back with us?
I think I am.
Yes, you are.
Speaker 2040.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here.
We're just a time travel. Welcome to the year 2040, Dennis. I'm Scott Grunwald's great-grandson.
well, screw you. I didn't like Scott Grunwald when he was here the first time, and now I got to deal with his great-grandson.
I mean,
he was funny back then, but...
Yeah. I lost it somewhere.
Just because you're his spermicidal downfall doesn't mean you're funny.
Right. You know, somebody called me up to say that. And I go, I don't have a comedy. Yeah.
I will shut up now.
No.
I will shut up, I promise.
I'm still voting for you.
He's fucked up. Was that another EVP? Did you hear that?
I think it's a get out.
We've been getting EVPs and shit like all night. So, and mostly it's just Dennis saying things and then blaming it on transparent Americans.
Thank you for staying politically correct.
No problem. That's exactly what I'm here for.
Always about me.
Yeah.
Why is it always going to be about me?
That's what my family says about me. Yeah. We're the alpha males. That's why everybody buying shit on us.
He's the drunk in the family. He's the retard in the family. It's always about me.
Well, you got to capture the spotlight somehow, Dennis.
It's out there.
So, real quick, I'll get through the normal bullshit that you probably always get asked. But and we lost Dennis again. If you can explain a little bit about Paranormal Paparazzi, and you know, just a quick synopsis, and then that as time we have left. We can move on with kind of a continuation of when it ended with the show with Brittany.
Ah. Brittany Cecil, right?
Yes. Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany Cecil or Cecile? I never asked her. I'm assuming Cecile, but Johnson, yes. That Brittany.
My wife's maiden name is Cecil. Maybe they're related. I don't know. That's all I need. So Paranormal Paparazzi, kind of a fast-paced half-hour show. They give us. I'm the West Coast reporter, so they give us these stories. They said go out there and interview all these people, and we'll give them like 30 seconds on the air. So it's like I go to these places, and we interview people for like 5 hours, and then when they're on the show, they go, my name is Bill. That's it. So, and then there's a commercial. But it's kind of a trip because it's shot live to tape, so you really don't. Aaron Sager was so shrewd. Okay. The way he did this is we really didn't know what was going to happen until we hit the studio. We went out, we got all a bunch of stories, and we come back, all of us, Rachel Fine, you know, Joshua P. Warren, of course, Brandon Wellington, Julie Alexandria, and myself. And we went out. We got all these stories. We come back, and we're just kind of sitting there in the studio going, okay, what's going to happen? We don't really know. And then he goes, okay, guys, we're ready to go. Hey, Scott, you're out now. And I'm like, we're doing it now? And the show just goes fast like that. And he's like, Scott, what'd you get? And I don't even know what story it is. So he throws it up on the screen behind him. Scott, you were in L.A., and you met some people that ran around naked. And there's a video, okay? And I'm like, oh, I mean, so it was such a surprise to us. And it was very smart on his part because he got kind of regular reactions from us, you know. And it's shot live to tape. So you just shoot the show, and then they go, then Aaron will go, okay, commercial. And we go, oh. Okay, commercial's over. And then they just put that on TV. okay. So, because he really wanted the real us, you know. And, of course, I can't give the real me too much because, well, you listen to me. And so I was told to tone down a few times, and that's okay. The journalistic me isn't me. And so a lot of my people that watch, that are my friends and stuff, like, dude, why didn't you, like, pull your dick out, you know? Really? So by them putting the nude investigation, doing the bunny ranch, some other ones that they're like, you know, we can't, we're not gonna air this. They did, and I think they told me, and they told us that this is too risque. We can't air this because it'll come out at 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. We thought, oh, okay, well, they're not gonna air it. And then, bam, they air it. You're like, oh, So it was pretty cool. So Paranormal Paparazzi was and still is a good project. And, you know, there's some surprises coming for people that think that they got rid of us.
Well, when does it actually air?
Well, it we did 8 episodes last year. No, last September we started. This is September, late September. We started, and they showed 8 episodes, 1 a week, 7 p.m., right before Ghost Adventures. So it went Colonel Poppet, Ghost Adventures, something else, and then I can't remember the dead one. I forget what it's called. And then Ghost Adventures again. So we kind of grouped into this cool Friday night spot. And then we did our 8 episodes, and then it went out there, and they went, well, let's think about it for a while, you know. Got 3 out of 10 stars, or 4 out of 10 stars, whatever. They're like, we'll just kind of let it sit and simmer. And then, you know, really soon you'll hear if we got another thing. But there's other, it's kind of cool to watch the people that I got to work with. And Brandon Wellington is an amazing spoken word artist. And theater actor. He is doing stuff. Of course, Rachel Fine is with Howard TV, Howard Stern, so she's really a busy girl. And then Joshua P. Warren has his museum and his stuff and his Coast Bus radio show. So there's, I mean, everybody's still doing stuff. Of course, I'm doing Paranormal Stew, which is probably not worthy really watching. But it's cool to see projects popping up from these people working, and I fell in love with it on the road, you know.
Yeah, well, the one thing that I love about the setup of it, and I know if nobody's DVR'd it or anything like that, you know, there are clips on YouTube from Paranormal Paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that's really, really cool about the setup is it's kind of like a Paranormal TMZ, which I don't want to make a comparison, but I like that structure. Like, it's a really, really cool relative setup.
Well, thank you. It's a great show. TMZ is awesome. So when, you know, when we get referred to as a Paranormal TMZ, it's quite a compliment. Thank you very much. I liked it because it was, what I really liked about it the most is traveling around, man. Just going places and chasing Bigfoot and going out and laying in the desert looking at for UFOs, you know, in Phoenix at the 15th anniversary of the Phoenix Lights. I mean, there's just so much cool stuff. Going out to talk to people about demons in San Diego, getting exorcised by 3 teenage exorcism girls. There was a lot to it, you know. And, I mean, then there's hours and hours of footage. Of course, they can't show, like, me taking a poop on the evidence of the Bigfoot place, you know, sleeping with 15 prostitutes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they can't, eating bugs at the Bigfoot hunt. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they can't show. And, you know, maybe someday if they show that kind of stuff on TV ever, which they probably won't. But it's just kind of cool that, you know, that Zach calls me and says, hey, I got this project called Paranormal Paparazzi, and I couldn't think of anybody else to, you know, that I could fill this last spot. That would be themselves. And I really want, and I know you went to the bathroom on our set for Paranormal Challenge, and you put pantyhose on your head and all that, and you know, ate crickets and all that stuff that you did for us back then. Would you do that again? And I'm like, well, yeah, I could ask my wife, but yeah, I'll do it. So, just even if it's to the point where they said, we don't want you, but to be asked, yeah, it's kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, at what point do you go, you know what, I just threw out the bullshit card and start fucking cackling like an old hen?
Wait, what was that? I didn't hear the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. There are some points where, you know, stupid takes over, and
right,
you just, like, throw out the bullshit card and start cackling like an old hen. Where
you know
is that line?
That's a really good question, because I get what you're saying. There's, when you brought into a project, okay, and you brought into, let's say they asked me to be on Ghost Hunters or something like that, okay, and I have to go in as a paranormal investigator, okay, and I find myself doing stuff that I'm not comfortable with, the card comes out quick, and I'm like, fuck this, man, you know, this is how I do it, take off my clothes, you know, it just gets real quick of why did you ask me to be on to do this project if you don't want me to be me? Okay, the cool thing about with Paranormal Paparazzi and the other projects I've done, they want me to be insane. I mean, they're like, hey, we want you to be this project, but I want you to be insane, but step it up a little bit. So I don't have to go in as a, it'd be like, let's say I had a muscle car show, but all I worked on was like Pintos and Yugos and, you know, Mitsubishi Landers, and then all the other the people in the field, the muscle cars, the real muscle cars, would watch my show and go, the fuck is this? He's not a muscle car guy. He's working on these little shitty little cars, right? Well, I don't have to worry about that. Unless there's people out there going, you know, I'm a bigger douchebag than that. He's not doing it right. So the fact is, it gets to a point, I never felt that with any of the projects for the Travel Channel, because I didn't have to do anything that wasn't me, you know. They can always, for the stories we did out there, they can edit it and make it whatever they want. And then they did, okay, and which was cool. But I don't have to be anything but me in any of these projects. If someone says, hey, I want you to do this show on Nickelodeon, and I want you to be a clown, like, I can't do that. Because I'm going to go, hey, fuck you, little motherfuckers. You know, I mean, it's not going to work out. You know, so the fact is, it gets to a point when you've got to sit there and go, okay, I'm making $5,000 a week, $500 a week, whatever it is. I've got no future in this after the show. There's no 401k. There's no retirement plan. I miss my family. There's a whole bunch of stuff that why the regular 40 looks really good. And there's a lot of people out there that want to be on television and they want to do that. And God bless them, man. But there's no place like home and structure, you know, so. My regular job let me take off and do this, and thank God they were like, yeah, come on back. We need you to do this stuff, and we love your show. Whatever. Yeah, it gets to a point where you just got to go, what am I doing this for?
No.
Yeah. Well, Dennis, we've had people from different shows on different networks and all that stuff, and even the same network on Travel Channel. The one thing that seems to be consistent is that it really is about passion. It's not about the monetary stuff that you get. And then obviously not going to get into the financial end of it, but it's not bad money. I mean, you know, and you get to have fun, you get travel paid for, you get all that stuff, but there is that other aspect of it, of there's really no, like, party, there's really no relaxation. It's when you're on the road, it's go, go, go.
It's hotel rooms, eat whenever you can. Now, the only time that I was able to sleep more than 4 hours, and this is God's honest truth, is when I was in New York for a couple of weeks, and we were in the studio, and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning in New York because I can't help myself, and I walk. But I go to bed at like 8 o'clock at night. So I crash out at 8 o'clock at night, and I sleep really friggin' good. And then I get up in the morning, and it's 8 hours before we have to be on set. So I'm kind of just kind of kicking it and looking towards the thing. That was really relaxing. But on the road, you got your phone right next to your head. And you know, you're like in the Mirage in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful room. You got all this great corned beef, you know, and you're just having a nice dinner. You lay your head down, and in 2 hours, that fucking phone rings, and they said, you need to get to Reno in a couple hours. So you got to get up, and you can never unpack, because if you unpack, you just got to pack. And so you just leave everything, and you have two backpacks. You got your backpack with your clothes in it. You got your backpack with your production equipment, because you're the only one. You have a producer with you, but you don't have any. You got to keep everything on you at all times. You can't check it in at the airport. You can't send it Federal Express. You can't do anything. It's got to stay with you. So you got to get up in 2 hours, and then you drive. You're driving. You're chugging coffee, and you get to this place, and there's your water on your face, and you walk in, and there's this woman or a man who's very excited because they get to be interviewed for their cool story. And they're looking at you, and they're just like, "Oh man, this is so amazing!" And you got to be fresh and nice, you know. You got to be this nice guy, and then you go back to a hotel room, and you crash for 2 hours. And you got to be in San Diego tonight. I mean, so it's like it really weighs heavy on you. And my pants off, or my hat, or my pants, whatever, off to people like Rex Williams and Destination Truth, and other people that could just go around the world like this. Sleeping in airport, you know, whatever you can sleep. So it weighs pretty heavy on you. I did it for 3 months, and it was a great. It's weird. It's like being institutionalized. I did 7 years in prison, but still, at times, I kind of think back about being in prison again. You know, like this how I was, and I could sleep all day, and you know that kind of thing. It's weird, and it's like I still call my dinner plate a tray. There's things that you just don't get rid of in your mind. Well, the same thing. I would jump at the chance to go back out on the road and kick myself in the ass again and just run around and get winded and be tired and all that, because on top of all of it, there's a product that comes out of it. And if you're proud of your product, the rest of it is just like, it's just like you don't break a bone. You know, if you break a bone, I broke two producers on the road. So one just quit and the other one broke his foot. But regardless, not my fault, I swear. Okay, we go on a Bigfoot hunt. Why would you wear dress shoes on a Bigfoot hunt? Not my fault. So,
Damn it, gravity.
Yeah, damn gravity. What's wrong with you? Who invented that? But there's a product.
Damn it, gravity, you're drunk, go home.
Now, I see shows like My Ghost Story, and there's a product to be made. And I like to watch My Ghost Story because my friends are on that show, people I've met on Facebook and stuff. But then you see the Facebook post like, watch tonight. My group and me are going to be on My Ghost Story, and we get to reveal the evidence about Clara walking down the stairs, whatever. The show airs, and the next day the person resigns from the paranormal because they didn't like the way the product looked. Okay, and it just happened a lot. You know, they're like, you know, they didn't do it right, and it was anything about a Clara or the stairs, or, of course, I'm just paraphrasing. I don't know if there's a Clara or the stairs, but so when you do a project, it's not, okay, it's a project and you're part of it, but the product is probably going to be different than what you know, if you have unrealistic expectations of coming out as a fucking badass ghost hunter, they're not just talking about My Ghost Story, I'm talking about all shows. Like I shouldn't be alive in these different shows. But the product is launched and it's on the air and you watch it. You have to watch it with, hopefully with just you and your wife and kids, and you don't get some like piece of place, rent it out so everybody can see it. Just watch it and open yourself up to whatever they're going to show. And, you know, and I hate to say it, I have a friend in Northern California. He's like so distraught over it. I mean, he's like suicidal because he really wanted to be on TV, and then he got to be on the show, and the show made him look like kind of like an idiot in his eyes. Not to me. I thought he looked great. I mean, handsome. He's got a really good job. And is that noise to your dog?
And your sweetheart.
Wait, you hear it too? Oh, we should be recording. So it's just got to have, and it is about the passion. You know, it really is. You've got to believe in what you're doing and just, and love it, you know. You just got to like it.
Well, yeah, real quick, I do want to say, I know we had the time zone shit messed up, and I actually thought about this after I sent you the message. I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I should fucking tell him what it is Pacific time, but I didn't. So,
Matthew dropped the F-bomb.
Wait. Have you been listening all night? I think it's pretty predominant in this conversation. But,
I personally listened for an hour before I called. No, I'm kidding.
Well, what the hell?
Thanks, God.
Why didn't
Thanks,
you just
God.
Call in?
All right.
Now I'm kind of pissed.
Just real quick, while we're live on air, I do want to have you get any plugs that you want out. You know, the normal shit, and then we got an hour archive to shoot the shit. So, anything you want to plug, it's your court. Go for it. We got 8 minutes. So,
we got www.scottgrunewald.com, just like it's spelled, and this shitty little website. Actually, my friend Ernie made it, so it's nice. I can't beg Ernie. He did a great job. But this stew is coming back in June, Central Time. Okay, Pacific Time. It's 7 p.m. on the scottgrunewald.com page.
English, bitch. English.
And there's other crap out there, too. So if you go to scottgrunewald.com, you're going to find links to all the shit. There's a Twitter out there and Facebook. And I actually run my own shit. I had my friend run my Facebook for a while, and he ran it down to like 10 friends. I go, that's my job. Yeah. Well, he went, I had a guy run my site. I mean, run my Facebook just for the hell of it. He goes, hey, let me do it while you're out on the road. I go, okay. And he starts fighting with people about gun rights and all that shit. Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he posted a picture of the Ku Klux Klan on there, and it says something about the real paranormal investigators. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. So when I get back, it's like, he's a douche, and you know, he's a racist, and I'm like, so yeah, I locked that shit down. Still my friend though.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that we do have a family program, so we don't say fuck on this fucking program, okay?
I'll change the frack.
Well, I can deal with frack as long as you don't say fuck. Otherwise, if you say fuck and you mean frack, it really, you know, it just screws us up, man. Because, you know, we don't have that, like, 2-second delay thing. And if you want to say frack, then, you know, you have to say frack 2 seconds in advance, and then we got to, you know, blur the fuck and, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
If he wants to say frack, we have to change it to fuck. That's the problem.
That's right.
Well,
I'm going to put it on there.
It's so fucking disgusting. It's so fucking discouraging. I don't even understand whether he means frack or frock or, you know.
Frig.
You know what? Never mind. Just say what you want to say. Like, give a rat's ass.
Yeah, who gives a frack's ass?
Yeah, I don't give
what
a
What he means is fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a frack.
I don't give a
oh,
fuck.
Man.
He means, both of them mean
I gotta
fuck.
Tell you. Oh, oh my God. Dude, Scott, say that one again. I don't
frack.
Give a frack.
I don't give a frack.
Oh, now see, that
see, no,
if I got no. That voice on an EVP, I think I'd beat myself.
Dennis, you'd probably pee yourself anyway.
Yeah.
No, because I stay in the bathroom while we do the show, so, you know, I'm good with this.
It was funny, when I talked to Matt, I was actually going to the bathroom. So I was like, I called in and sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, this actually happened. He, not only did he defecate on the Bigfoot investigation, he defecated on our show. But he wasn't on the show. He was on the screening chat page. So
I will have you know. I'm sorry, Scott. I did not defecate on the Bigfoot show. Damn those pills. But beside the point, Scott, go ahead.
You know what's weird is, okay, was that really, okay, that could have went to air. It could have, because it was scientific. I thought, they showed me the scat, I guess that's what they call it. It was a dance when I was a kid, but they showed the scat next to the tree, and they said, this is from a female Mogollon monster, we think, you know, we're not sure. And I'm like, okay, cool. So what if I take a shit on top of it, the theory that a dog pees on another dog's pee spot so he can mark his territory, would the Bigfoot or the Mogollon monster return? It's a great theory. So I took a shit on the Bigfoot shit, and then we waited. Actually, one rolled down the hill towards one of the guys on the show. But we watched. I thought it was a great, you know, it could have been. I mean, I didn't see anything, of course, and nothing returned. But I mean, it was like that. That's good. That's good scientific. I mean, really. But you know, it didn't make it to air. So, you know, they know better than me. I mean, I'm not a TV producer or anything by any right. But.
I'm dumbfounded that you know, hit the cutting room floor. I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah.
That hit the cutting room floor. I mean, that's true scientific shit right there.
Thank you. Yes, it is. And so, you know, it didn't get
anyway.
I think the footprint was more important, so, yeah. Seeing a big foot, not a big shit. If it was a big shitter, then I guess it would have been more, you know, it would have pertained to it more, so they would have said, oh, well, you know, we're chasing the big shitter. And then, so the shit might have made it into the thing, but we were chasing a big footprint made it in. And now, I look back in retrospect, and I'm thinking, maybe they know what they're doing.
Well, let me ask this, Scott. I have to ask. What do we have? We have about a minute and a half left. You want to come back and join us on the program again?
And I'll make it on time, yes. Absolutely.
Really?
I'm on.
You know,
I'm honored.
Do you even know what on time is?
Your time is 2 hours away from my time.
You're in fucking California, dude. You're spending most of your time out on the back deck smoking a, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Watching jets from my fucking garage. Watching street people dig through my trash. Wait, that's my family. Yeah.
But yeah, real quick, we got a minute and a half left. Scott, I apologize about the time confusion.
No.
I should have let you know that, hey, it's this time here. And instead of Central Standard Time, but yeah, no, I definitely appreciate you calling in, Dennis. I don't know what kind of catastrophe we created in the beginning of the show, but yeah. So, hey, basically the way that we run, Scott, when I talk to you, we schedule week to week, so. Unless somebody has something they need to do. So, I mean, shit, even next Wednesday, you're welcome back. You got the full 2 hours, man.
Can we do that next Wednesday? And I will be here with bells on. Three of them. Three bells.
That works. Just remember, it's 6 your time, 8 our time. And by the time that you hang up, you get to go to bed.
Yeah. Really? I'm in bed.
Wait. So Scott's coming next week with three balls.
Three balls.
You know, we were talking about the, you know, Bigfoot thing and everything, and now he's talking about coming back with three balls. And Mm-hmm. I'm kind of concerned here, man.
It's for science.
Oh, wait. Bells or balls, Scott? Pick
one. Bells. On balls. Hanging.
Oh. Well, then I better damn sure hear some bells ring when you join us next week.
In the key of C, D, F.
Yeah, it's going to be entertaining, but ladies and gentlemen, next week, join us Wednesday. Scott is going to come back and join us with three bells, and he promises us that, and you heard it, they're in C, D, and F.
They will be, and I play harmonica. I just learned how.
Well, and also, it might be the three balls ringing. You never know with Scott.
You never know. Now I promised I'm going to have to go bell shopping. Damn it.
I'm sure I can download a soundbite for you.
Wait.
Thank you.
So, Scott, you have no bells at all?
I do. I use one for paranormal investigating. I'll bring that one. So that's all I use, paranormal investigating.
All right, I saw the headband. I have to ask. I'm sure you go on a motorcycle, right?
I don't anymore.
Oh, I saw the one photo you switched your profile picture with the headband. Looked like you were out riding. So,
that's for a TV show. So, it was cool. Sons of something. I forget what it's called. Cutting room floor.
Was it Sons of Anarchy?
Something like that. Sons of Guns? No, not that.
Oh.
No, that was for a skit we did where I played a biker. But every time I post it, girls put under it, ooh, I like this picture. Because it doesn't even look like me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's sexy. I'm like, you know, no, that's not. It's my Sam Elliott look, which is Sam Elliott from the Mask movie. But the Rocky Dennis story. Now, Sam Elliott from the Rocky Dennis story mask with Cher, and Rocky Dennis looks a lot like I do when I don't have makeup on. So, which I'm not making fun of Rocky Dennis. Rocky, if you're out there listening, Rocky, I didn't mean it. I know you hang out with other bikers and shit. I don't know. You've heard. I don't know. I don't know. You're coming here kicking my ass again.
Yeah.
Rocky Dennis didn't fuck me up at camp when I was a kid. We're both after the same chick, Laura Dern. Yeah, when she was blind.
Shit, I forgot mute. I'm sorry. It's all my fault. I forgot mute.
Oh, poor Rocky. I think he's dead. Sorry.
Yeah,
I have to tell you this, as the co-host, it is my job to tell you this. You ain't fucking right, dude, but we definitely like you.
Well, you know, if I get right, then no one's going to say, hey, you want to be on a TV show? If I'm the standard person that, I get a lot of shit. I post a picture of two bears having sex, and it says California on my shirt. Some douche Balthazar, some fucking idiot, comes on my page saying, hey, fucker, nice shirt, whatever, we have enough hate in this world. I'm like, who the fuck are you? Really? My shirt's a telefucker. And then I went to his page, and he's like, he has his face like photoshopped on a bunch of muscle men and shit. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? So I wrote him a nice little message in his message box, and, hoping his family all dies in a car wreck. And, but if I was to be right, then there would be something wrong. If I came home right from work one day, I would come home and I'm like, hello, honey, I'm home. They're going to go, we want a new daddy. Bring back that one weirdo.
Yeah.
I came from New York. They said, we have a new daddy now. His name's Aaron Sagers.
Well, I would have to say that I'm in the same boat. If I ever came home one day and I went, I'm home and I promise I won't drink again and everything's all good and, everything's all light and love, Yeah. They'd flee this place like it was haunted, like nobody's business.
Well, it's so true. Love you for who you are.
Well, I mean,
I love you for who you are. I mean that.
Oh, stop lying. Yeah, but I'm not going to wake up in my bed next to you. And if I do, you and I are fucking duking it out, just so you know. You can say I love you, but I'm telling you. I sleep with a 40 beside my bed, and one of us is going to wake up with a barrel indentation in their forehead.
Because duking in California means man attack.
Dennis, you'll be waking up masturbating next to Scott.
I'm going to go, oh, sorry.
Scott, I got to tell you, you are fucking hilarious, dude. I mean, just, and I know this is like, you know, broadcast and this is on the tail end and everybody can hear it, but Scott, dude, you are fucking funny as hell.
Thank you, man. I do it for you. I know that.
Now,
listen.
Now see, now you're starting to freak me out.
Sleep with one eye open. I'm kidding. Not that eye. California, that eye means something else.
not the brown eye, Dennis.
We wear our boxers on back. that hole in the front of the pants. Why do we have that? Why do we have a little pocket hole in the front of our underwear? I mean, who invented that? It's like, really, okay, I get it because someone told me it's because of your package. It needs, like, room to move, so it's not really a hole to take a pee out of, but it's like a separation, contraction, whatever, piece of material. But really, man, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't need a hole in the front of my underwear. I don't. I don't know anybody that does. And I don't need holes in the back of my underwear either. I'm not.
My question is, should I sleep on my back with a sock in my mouth?
You're making me hard. You're making me hard. Knock it off. So, I sleep on the back with a digital recorder, ready. That's what I do.
I don't think we want to hear those sounds.
When you wake up or come to, I'm not sure what it is. I think I know the latter of the two. You may hear things like, are you awake? Or have you seen me on TV? You know, whatever. You hear this whispering going, watch the travel channel. Watch the travel channel. I wish more people damn show. I mean, I'd like to subliminally go into people's minds right now. Like when I do an interview, I say, watch the travel channel. And in the middle of it, some little messages, and I'm like, you know, the really cool part about seeing this chick naked on TV with watch the travel channel, that there was, this feed watch the travel channel, and I'm like, oh, my God. When I sign a credit card receipt at the store, my family's like, oh, my God, he's going to do it. Okay, to my biggest fan, I write, thanks for watching the travel channel. When I signed a credit card thing, I read the whole thing out. The person, the Arco or the fucking Shell station, like, are you serious? And my family's just like, oh my God. Oh. And then now with my son, I take him to get a tux tonight for his prom that's coming up. So if we go in there, don't say anything about the travel channel, please. Just let's do this one thing where you don't have to go in there and talk about travel channel. Like, oh, I'm not going to do that. And of course I do it. Hi, I'm Scott Grohl. My son, he needs a tux. Oh, you must have a lot of money then. We'll charge him more.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can find him on the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Paranormal Paparazzi. And Ain't right.
I made a shirt that says, ain't right, as seen on TV. A red shirt with the television. Hey, honey, are you going to get us some heroin? Get the white stuff. The brown
damn
stuff.
George, that stick ain't fully packed. You know better.
my wife goes downtown and gets me heroin at Chinatown. She's the nicest lady. Bakes cookies in the day, slams heroin at night. I mean, what can you ask? Can you ask for? She's an angel. Until I learned to hit myself, she did it for me.
If you're not in the bullet packet,
yeah,
he won't back it.
Yeah.
How's that?
The white stuff. Sorry. You know, I've been buying the tar for like 10 years now. I'm like, I'm sick of the tar. And I know the days when they told me about the white China was, China White was really good. That was really good heroin. And now, you know, my wife will go out and she'll, you know, and she'll bring back the white stuff. And I'm like, I mean, she'll bring back the tar. And I'm like, I want the good stuff, you know. And she just can't find it anymore. You know, if you get the white stuff, you're good. But the brown stuff is, I don't know, people love it, you know. I mean, me and myself, I will sell a syringe full of Chanel No. 5 just to get a good taste or whatever. Let me go. Just let me talk. Like, he's never taken on TV. It was weird. My friends going, you know what? You make fun of Zach Bacon by being chased around with a styrofoam brick. You're never going to get on TV. And he calls me and says, this is on TV. My wife's like, you talk about slamming heroin on the thing and there's children listening. What is wrong with you? Do you think they'll ever want you to speak at something and want to hang up so they're going to go, dude, the heroin thing, funny, man. Come on, speak in fucking Virginia City, motherfucker. It's the exact opposite.
Alright. So, Scott,
I don't have anything to say.
It's alright. Yeah, if you want to come back on the 8th, I'll lock it in. Dennis, then with the way this conversation's going, I really hope that we have people if it stays on the same topic. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the calendar right now and I'm just laughing. If we do a
shut up.
Mary Guiley, we gotta have this guy back. Yeah. The Warren lady.
Fish, do you wanna come back? Fresh, do you wanna come back?
Who, me?
Yeah,
no.
You.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I'm going to come back. I got a lot more to talk about.
The abstract bastard that's on the other end of the phone.
Yeah, formally announcing right now.
Put the damn crack pipe down.
Who cracks for bad guys? I'm black, damn it. I would love to be back on your show the following week. And if you have to bump Amy Bruni and Chris Williams to have me, I understand. That works for me. Maybe Chris Williams will be here with me. So, I know Mark Constantino's sitting right next to me. You want to talk to him? Want to talk to Mark Constantino? Mark.
Yeah, this is Mark Constantino. you can catch me in Dan over.
Chris, anybody that you want to bring with you that can, like, carry stone with you, I would absolutely fucking love it because you are funny as shit.
John Zavis can come. Absolutely, I would miss it for the world. I'll bring him with me. And Mark Constantino. I'll bring them all. Joe Chang. Whoever you want. Rex Williams is down the street. I could probably drag him out. He's not doing anything.
I'll tell you what. I have a bar tab that says you can't bring John Zappas with you.
All right.
Is
he on Wednesday night?
Yeah. Actually, the Haunted Collector's on right now.
Yeah, I don't even get it. So that's a combo between both voices. That was a Mark Constantino John Zappas thing. That was weird, anyway. Did that before. but I don't know, maybe Sid Schultz. I don't know. I'll take up somebody. Oh, you know what? It's weird because on my street, there's a guy from Destination Truth, there's a guy from Ghost Hunters, and there's me. We all live on the same street. So I'll go knock on the door and say, have you been canceled yet? Okay, yeah, come on over.
So you will do the same dumb shit that I do and go, hey, man, you want to be on my radio program?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? Well, I'm Dennis, but you need to be on my program.
I'm Dennis. Be here. Damn you. That's what you should say. Well, maybe
exactly.
we can all go to AA meeting and do the radio show from there.
Well,
that would probably be the most boring show.
Oh, hell no.
I can recite the steps.
My name is Jane, and I've been fucked up since way back when. And y'all need to listen.
Listen to me. God told you to listen to me, damn it.
You know what's really, really funny about that is Dennis, who has a southern accent, just mimicked a southern accent.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. I
welcome
the underside of the boss because you are my host and I am the co-host and you just chucked my ass under the bus. Thank you, Matt.
I live in Richmond, Virginia,
Brick.
But I'm going to do a southern accent.
Brick.
Brick. That shit was interesting.
Brick. Brick.
Well, Dennis is actually from Ohio. So.
Hey, Ohio's where AA came from. Akron, I think. Started with six steps and they worked their way up to 12. So next Wednesday.
Akron?
Yeah.
Wait. Say it again, Chris.
My name's Scott, but thank you. Akron.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Oh, shit.
That's all right. I get Chris a lot.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
It's okay.
It's Chris with a K, too. And now the C, H,
so,
like Christ. No, it's Akron, Ohio, is where AA was started by a guy named Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith.
Okay.
And, can't get much more boring than that. But yeah, because Ohio is full of alcoholics, and now we all are. So maybe they're spreading the word. I heard AA is moving south. I don't know.
No, sir. No, sir. Now, see, now you've offended me because we're not alcoholics.
Oh, I didn't call you one. I know. I'm not assuming that everybody in Ohio, just the people that play for the Bengals.
No, they're the dumbasses that go to the meetings.
Drunks
are the ones that show up on our radio program.
There's
a big damn difference.
That's true. And you know, the people that are at the meetings, they're missing all the good radio shows by being in the meeting. They should be home listening to CPR, Matt, and Dennis, or Chris, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
all right, guys, I will see you guys next Wednesday. Dennis, I will see you tonight. Sleep on your back. Ball gag.
I should be so lucky.
Brush your teeth, please. That's all I ask. I mean, one thing is that's all I ask. I will bring the chocolate and the truffles and the beer. You brush your teeth, and we have it's a match made in heaven. You can dip the... Well, then beer. I do it.
Wait. How do you know I have teeth?
Well, leave them out.
God, he is from the south.
Not the teeth I'm worried about. It's fast. It's killing me. And I think that comes from the office. I don't know.
See, you told me to bring the teeth.
Bring the teeth.
How do you know I have teeth?
I don't have any. It's weird. It's like they asked me to be on TV, and I go, you guys even see my mouth? They go, well, no, you have fucking big, fat barn door lips in the way. And I go, well, I have no teeth. I mean, I have like four teeth in my head. They're like, what do you mean you have four? And I show them. They go, oh, my God. I go, well, what did you do? You asked me to be on TV. Have you ever seen me smile like a Cheshire Cat? No. I left them on the Bigfoot hunt. Are you a treasure object?
God, brother, man, I definitely thank you. I'm sorry I messed you up on the times, but yeah, I mean, you have the full 2 hours next week. I know you have a lot of stories and a lot of stuff you want to tell, so.
I think it's just kind of amazing. I remembered you sitting on the toilet and going, oh, my God. I'm taking
just do me a favor
now. Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah.
Just put your damn teeth in.
I'll put them in.
Jesus.
I just don't know if I like the reference. Oh, I was sitting on the shitter, and I was taking a shit, and I realized, oh,
well, I have
wait,
in my back.
I'm supposed to call in.
Well, I could have said I was taking him. Well, no,
that would have been classic.
Well, I'm
hey,
just glad
Scott, how you doing? Oh, I'm dropping a deuce right now.
Dropping a deuce. And what do you call it if it's only one? Really? You know, it's like people that reference is like, oh, I'm going to go drop a deuce. A deuce to me, it seems like it means two. And maybe because it's number two, I'm going number two. I wonder if that's where the reference comes from. I need to research the analogy on that idiom.
See if Travel Channel will pick that one up.
Yeah, I need a couple of Travel Channel today. I need the anthropology of deuce. And why?
Yeah.
On behalf of Full Spectrum Radio, we now give this apology. If this offends you, what the hell were you doing listening this long anyway, you dumbass?
You just wanted to hear what you was going to say.
This now ends our apology.
My wife just told me I only get one sandwich for lunch tomorrow. I've done something wrong.
Oh, you bastard.
I'm 6'5". I mean,
well,
what do you do with a sandwich?
Get the hell out the bathroom. What the hell's wrong with you? She's
maybe
got
that,
to use it, too.
She got two Kiss albums trying to brush the smell out of the house by fanning them back and forth. We use Kiss albums for that reason. Okay, guys, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much, Matt. Damn it. Love you guys. And next week, on time, okay?
It'll be 6 year time. So.
Yeah, I got it now.
All right, Scott, thanks, man. Definitely appreciate it.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Scott, thanks for hanging out with us, man. What a blast.
All right, take care, my brother. All right, bye.
All right, Matt, let's throw out the disconnects because I'm still kind of going... Wow, really?
I told you he was a fucking trip, man.
If anybody has been listening this far along, thank you so much. Full Spectrum Radio, CPR Dennis, I definitely want to thank you. What a blast. That was Scott. That was Scott Grain, and man, what a wild conversation.
Why you gotta keep fucking up his name? Scott Grunewald. At least get off Chris.
Oh my god, I just couldn't stop laughing. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
Like, one after the other. You close
it
out, and I'm out.
Dennis, thank you. Scott, thank you. I apologize for everybody who was listening. Well, if anybody listens to the archive, Scott will be joining us next week. Blocked out the time for him. So 6 to 8 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 Eastern time, and 6 to 8, Scott, 6 to 8 Pacific time. So, but thank you, everybody, for listening to Full Spectrum. You have a good night. and God bless.
I know.